Governor, good morning. Appreciate the time as always.
Good morning.
Are you surprised lawmakers introduced this bill?
No. In fact, I'm surprised it's taken them this long because public opinion throughout the nation has changed dramatically on this issue, especially with the argument against biological men playing women's sports, being in women's locker rooms, and also being in women's prisons, which was an issue when I was governor. I was having an issue of biological men wanting to transfer to women's prison, and I could never get the media to talk about it because they wanted to refer to more mundane things. But so I'm not surprised at all. Even Gavin Newsom is modifying his stance on gender identity and expression as it applies to women's sports. And Gavin and the Democratic Governor Association 216 helped lead the so-called boycott against North Carolina when California boycotted North Carolina. So did New York. On behalf of Roy Cooper and the Democratic Governors Association. And with that then came PayPal and UNC and NC State through the ACC and the NCAA and the NBA, Ringo and Bruce and all the others. There was a lot of political pressure on them to do it. But now I think it's just the reverse. That I think corporations are going to be very silent on this issue because other states have implemented much stronger bills on the issue of gender identity, and corporations have just hid, especially after the Budweiser controversy.
Given the makeup of the current General Assembly, do you anticipate this bill passing both chambers?
I do, but I don't know the Raleigh environment like sure. I did in the past. It's going to be interesting two phases, what Phil Berger and the new speaker do. Will they put their names on the bill, or will they feel corporate pressure, corporate donations behind the scenes? And then what will the governor do? Because I'm sure the governor could read polls on this. It's changed dramatically. Even the previous governor, Roy Cooper, avoided this subject during the past 8 years, and it probably helped him get elected, but he didn't talk about it much because the polls started changing dramatically during this late 8-9 years as it passed in other states and now with the new administration.
Visiting with former North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory. Governor, you said you were surprised it took this long for lawmakers to introduce the bill. Curious why you feel like this might be the right time in their mind to file this legislation.
I don't know what's the right time. I do know this, that the soccer moms, especially a lot of females, and liberal, very liberal feminists like J.K. Rowling have got a big voice now. And the swimmer from Kentucky has made it more applicable to women going, wait a minute, maybe this isn't right for my daughter to share a locker room or to be on a swim team with a biological male. That argument is much more front and center than it was 9 years ago. The media also played a role 9 years ago. They framed this related to only bathrooms. In fact, I already see that happening with REL and several other stations, when it's much bigger than that. You're talking about locker rooms now. And as our bill said 9 years ago, it emphasized locker rooms. And I think people are going, wow. And it wasn't as visible 9 years ago as it was today. Because a lot of people didn't realize, for example, at that time I was having biological men who consider themselves transgender wanted to transfer to women's prisons in Raleigh, and I didn't want that to happen, especially if they'd been accused of things like rape. It just brought more danger in our prison system. But it's a very tough subject. It's a very complex subject, and it deserves a sound debate, unlike we had 10 years ago when it was more or less controlled by the HRC and protesters coming to North Carolina to make a very tough political environment for me and our state, which I thought was very unfair. In fact, if anything, I think Gavin Newsom and Cuomo and some former governors and entertainers need to apologize to North Carolina for what they did, and how ironic how they're now changing their mind on this issue, which a lot of people consider to be common sense.
Governor, changing gears in the time that we have left, if I could. This week marks 6 months since Hurricane Helene hit western North Carolina. Curious your perspective on how you would have assessed the response to the storm by the state and federal government.
Well, it's basically, I think the federal government is not the one in charge. It's the state government. And they've got a lot of work to do. I spent a lot of, I'm going back up the mountains this weekend. I was up in some of the towns that were obliterated, and they're still in terrible shape. I was up near Little Switzerland and several other towns, and literally the towns are still gone. And these people need desperate help. And I'm glad they made it through the winter, but a lot of small businesses right on the rivers are still gone, and the people need help, and the state and the governor need to lead that effort. I'm glad Governor Stein seems to be more visible on this issue, but it's going to take some really aggressive action, and I think the legislature and the executive branch need to work together to make it happen. It is sad that even from Hurricane Matthew, which occurred during my administration, near the end of my administration, there's still people who haven't received the aid that's not been spent, and that's inexcusable. The storm occurred over 8 years ago, and another hurricane since then, two hurricanes. And especially the poor have been hit, and who live in trailers. And, you know, we tended to, in North Carolina, as in all states, we put the poor people in floodplains, because that's where the cheaper land is, and they're really hurting. And these are some good, hardworking people up in the mountains that I've met personally and seen. And in fact, I was on the main street of one of the towns just last week talking to people, and they're struggling.
And we don't want to forget about them either, Governor. And we're excited to continue to tell
their
stories.
No, they feel forgotten.
Yeah.
They feel forgotten. Again, the governor, the new governor, seems to be talking about it in the legislature, but it's been 8 years, 9 years.
The 74th governor of North Carolina, Pat McCrory. Governor, always appreciate your time and your perspective and your candor, and look forward to visiting again real soon.
Thank you very much. Y'all take care now.
You too.
Bye-bye.